理课堂听 class.com。
Savvy 5. Tourism. At the border inspection station. A.
Show me your passport, please.
Yes, of course.
Are you traveling alone?
Yes.
Is this your first visit to San Francisco?
No, this is my second visit.
Are you here on business?
Yes, I'm on a business tour around a number of cities in the country, and I wish also to visit some relatives and friends here.
I see. How long will you be staying in the country?
About 2 weeks.
I wish you a pleasant stay here.
Thank you. B. Your passport, please.
Yes, here you are.
Is this your first visit to the United States?
Yes.
You've come to the United States to pursue further studies at the university?
Right.
How long will you be staying in the country?
About 3 years until I've obtained an MBA degree.
Very good. I wish you great success in both your studies and future career.
Thank you very much.
At the customs counter.
Good morning, sir. Have you anything to declare?
No, they're all personal effects.
Are you carrying a camera, a watch, or any jewelry?
Yes, I'm carrying just a few pieces of jewelry, and I have a watch and camera for personal use. Are they all dutiable?
No, but you have to declare them during your stay in the country. Well, what is this videotape recorder for?
It is a gift for my relative in my hometown.
You'll have to pay duty on it.
Where can I change money?
You can change your money at that counter over there.
Thank you.How to spend the summer vacation. Where do you intend to spend your summer vacation this year, Jane?
I'll spend my vacation in the mountains, as usual. I've been going to the mountains every summer with a group of tourists. Last summer, we found a site where there was a crystal clear stream nearby.
Why did you choose a site with a stream nearby?
I like swimming, you know. In the afternoon, I'd like to plunge into the stream to cool off.Where would you like to go for your summer vacation this year?
I'll go to the seaside, as I did last year. As for me, vacation is no vacation without the sea.
Why so?
It seems to me I can never tire of the sea. It is beautiful in all kinds of weather and at all times of the day.
Did you go bathing in the sea while you were there?
Yes, of course. We'd go bathing even in the morning with the silver beams of the moon reflected on the water.
That sounds very interesting. Well, I've changed my mind. I'll go to the seaside this year for a change.
Asking the way. A.
I beg your pardon, sir, but could you tell me where the railway station is?
Certainly. Take the opposite side of the road, and when you get to the end of it, turn to the left, and then take the first turn to the right.
Thank you. I'll be able to find it now, I think.
Yes, you can't miss it.B.
Excuse me, sir, but would you please tell me how to get to the zoo?
Oh, the zoo? It's very far away from here. It takes more than half an hour to get there on foot. But don't you worry. You can take the bus to get there. You can take bus number 16. It will take you right there in 10 minutes.
Thank you ever so much. But where is the bus stop?
It is just over there on the other side of this street. Can you see it?
Oh, yes. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Going by trolley bus. Does the trolley bus go to the city zoo?
Yes, it takes you straight to the zoo.
Thank you. Look, Tom, the trolley bus is rolling up to the stop. Hurry up. Let's get on. Oh, my. The passengers in the trolley bus are packed like sardines.
Step along, please. Fares, please.
Where do we have to get off for the city zoo?
Your stop is the last but one. I call out all the stops en route.
Let's move along to the back. We're blocking the aisle and other passengers can hardly get on the trolley bus. At a Chinese restaurant. Well, Miss Huang, Chinese cuisine is famous the world all over. I'm looking forward to having my first real Chinese meal while I'm in China.
We're here in the restaurant famous for its Chinese food.
Ah, here comes the first course. Tell me, please, what it is.
It is chicken soup. At a restaurant that serves Cantonese dishes, we usually start off with soup.
Oh, this soup is delicious. What's this second course?
It's sweet and sour pork ribs. It's very popular with our foreign friends.
I also like it. It tastes good.
Do you like seafood, Mr. Brown?
I can manage shrimps all right, but I'm afraid crabs don't agree with me.
Here comes the steamed fish. According to the menu, there are stir-fried rice, rolls, and dumplings. Which do you prefer?
I think I'll try the dumplings.
Now we'll end up with some fruit. Please help yourself to it.
Thank you. I've done very well. I feel so full. You've treated me to a very nice Chinese meal. About the weather. A.
What is the weather like today?
It has stopped snowing, but there's a bitter cold wind.
Look at the icicles there, hanging from the eaves.
And the streets are covered with ice.
Do you happen to know what the temperature is today?
I missed today's weather forecast over the radio.
It feels like 15 degrees below zero at least. I don't mind the cold weather, but I do hate it when it gets slippery.
The ice will soon be thick enough for skating. I'm so fond of winter sports.
That's fine. Let's go skating together tomorrow.
B.
What's the weather forecast today?
The newspaper says fine with occasional showers.
Hadn't we better put off our picnic for another day?
No, let's take a chance and go.
But it looks like rain just now. Black clouds are gathering.
Yesterday morning, the sky was also covered with clouds, but it turned out to be fine. I think a shower won't last long. It'll soon clear up. Don't worry.
Well, if you insist, let's have our picnic today.
That's great. Let's get things ready. C. Did you hear the weather forecast this morning, Kitty?
No, I didn't. But I can tell you without any forecast that the weather is nasty. Look how overcast the sky is, and there's the feel of rain in the air.
Yes, autumn is here with the drizzle.
Rain or shine, I must go out. I have some shopping to do.
They say we'll have a mild winter.
It was horribly cold last winter.
But the sunny mornings with the icicles hanging from the roofs, weren't they a real pleasure?
Yes, they were, but I had no time to go for walks in the morning. Besides, the streets were often terribly slippery, and it made walking rather unpleasant.
D. I'm afraid you got caught in the rain this morning. Did you get wet all through?
No, the shower came on all of a sudden, but I escaped the worst of it.
It didn't look like rain at all this morning, did it? But you never can tell.
I usually carry an umbrella all the time in this season, but I forgot all about it this morning.
You must be careful in this weather.
Yes, it's awfully wet. See, the sky is heavy. It's going to come down again.
I'm so glad you needn't go out this afternoon.
So am I.